get a little crazy. No, we're never gonna survive unless we are a little.
Of Lose Yourself of the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com, episode number 20. Can you hear that, Dave?
I can't believe it, Derek. I can't believe we're at 20.
I know we're at 20 now. This is a milestone in Lose Yourself of the Derek Shapiro Show, you know, on location, too. And, you know, how did you stick with me for the past, since 11 to now? How did you stick with me?
Lots of drugs and alcohol.
I knew it, you know, that's what everybody says, you know, but, you know, you're much better circumstance today because I'm on location, so you know how to be near me, I know, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
But it's the holidays today, you know, it's the holidays, we have 10 more days, for, you know, until Christmas, you know, when this debuts, you know, December 15th at 6 p.m., because tonight's the big Lose Yourself of the Derek Shapiro Show soundtrack release party at Tommy's Lounge in Pawtucket, 980th Street, so it's debuting a little bit early today, but I can't be in the studio doing my holiday shopping at the same time, so I took the show on the road. Where in the world is Derek Shapiro? How does that seem, Dave, today?
That seems crazy.
Yeah, I know it is. I mean, I'm doing my holiday shopping and doing my show at the same time, you know? What better than kill two birds in one stone, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, I got a sword over here, too. I could, like, kill a bird, you know what I'm saying?
You, what?
I could kill a bird, but, you know, kill two birds in one stone, do holiday shopping, and do my show at the same time, you know? But I'm stepping on some stones right now outside where I am right now, you know? So can you guess where I am right now?
Providence Place Mall?
No, but I'll give you a hint, okay? It's where you do holiday shopping, just like Providence Place Mall. And it's a place where you can get some food down the way.
It's like any friggin' mall you would go to.
Okay, I'm going to give you another hint. It's an outside mall.
He gives the worst hints possible. What? It's an outside mall. I don't know, the Rentham Outlets?
No, but it's like the Rentham Outlets, but it's an outdoor shopping center. See, on the right location. I'll give you another hint. There's a gazebo outside in the middle where they play holiday music, and I'm standing in front of Circuit City.
Oh, Christ. Garden City?
Yes, Garden City in Cranston, Rhode Island. Cranston, Rhode Island.
Oh,
Garden
God.
City here, doing my show for the first time in Cranston. And I'm going to go in Circuit City before we go to the holiday countdown. We have a holiday countdown, Dave. And Dave, it's only for the guest who's been on my show who's in the countdown, okay? I'm in Circuit City right now looking at a mob of people over here. And on my radio show, I want to see if this person will be on my radio show. Now, you, hello, what is your name, by the way?
My name is Karen.
And what do you do over here at Circuit City?
I'm a Verizon Fios representative.
Oh, Verizon Fios. Actually, I was in a competition for Verizon Fios this summer in Providence. And what do you do as a Verizon Fios representative?
We sell Verizon Fios to customers who come in the store.
Really? And are you, a lot of people buying Verizon Fios right now?
Yes, they are.
Really? And so a lot of people are not shopping. They're just buying. They're actually really buying.
They're buying, absolutely.
That's awesome.
Very long line.
And you know, I'm recording this in November, of course, the day after Black Friday. Today is actually Spanish Saturday now. How do you like that one, Dave?
That was horrible.
You like that one, huh?
You call it Spanish Saturday?
Yeah, Spanish Saturday, but yesterday was Black Friday. I'm taping it the day after Black Friday. So today's Spanish Saturday.
Oh, this is better than Jewish Sundays.
Yes, I was going to say that tomorrow is Jewish Sunday. Monday.
So bad.
It's Monday.
So bad.
And Tuesday is Irish Tuesday for Irish people who want to party and just keep on shopping. And Wednesday is Italian Wednesday for people, for Prince Spaghetti Day for the Italians. You know what I'm saying?
My spaghetti day is on Sunday, you mook.
Oh, it is. Oh, I thought it was always on Wednesday. But anyway, we're going to go with our 12th segment of the year. We have 12 segments to count down and 12 songs. So what do you think the 12th segment of the year is?
I don't know.
All right. Well, I'm going to give you a hint. She is in a crown position.
What?
She's in a crown position. The 12th segment of the year is she's in a crown position. She wears a beauty slash.
She wears a beauty flash?
Yes.
That was a beauty flash.
Well, like a slash ago, like diagonally crossed. Okay, it's Mrs. Rhode Island. 2007, Renee McNeil is a 12th episode that made it on the list. Okay,
she's hot.
12 to 1, okay? 12 segments I did,
her.
And the corner from 11 to number 19, and Mrs. Rhode Island is a 12th segment. Here is that segment right now. Here, I Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Woo. Okay, let me introduce you one more time because it's recording now. Again, Angela Reardon from Make a Wish.
Do it right, Doc.
Oh, do it right now?
No, I said do it right, Doc.
Oh, do it right, Doc. Yeah, she calls me Doc as a nickname. So
yeah.
So what do people call you as a nickname now?
Ange.
Oh, I like that. Ange. So tell me, so did you organize this together, the Make
no,
a Wish
I
thing?
No, I didn't. Nope, okay. I was just asked if I wanted to attend, so I did.
Okay, and your role today is going to be a judge, a celebrity judge.
Yes, I've already tried a couple, but no comments yet.
You tried a couple already? Okay, I haven't tried anything yet, because I'm a celebrity judge.
So you're ahead, you know.
I was hungry.
That's understandable. Okay. That's understandable.
Any favorites so far? No, you shouldn't
tell.
You can't tell. I can't wait to try, you know, Ro?
Yeah, that's the way it is with chili.
Yes, and so you do this how many days a week do you volunteer for Make-A-Wish?
Actually, it's on an as-needed basis.
I can see
that. As-needed basis. So how many days a week do you usually do, or do you do it once a month?
It's probably averages about once a month.
Okay.
Yeah.
And your full-time job is CVS, right?
I work for CVS.
And what do you do for CVS?
I'm actually a pharmacist by trade. Now I do real estate.
Oh, really? So you sell drugs legally. That's good.
I do.
All right. Well, thank you. Give it up for, again, Angela Reardon here.
Woo!
And Rola.
Yeah, I'm interview the beautiful
Mrs. Rhode Island.
Yeah, 2007.
Renee McNeil.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're gonna ask her about her year. How's your year been going?
So far, it's been wonderful. I've met a lot of great people and done some parades, and I'm fortunate enough to come to events like this and supporting different charities.
Hey, great. So, what's your next step?
Next step is to go compete for Mrs. International in July in Chicago.
And where is that done?
It's in Skokie, Illinois.
Skokie, Illinois.
In July, the middle of July.
Any special network?
It's the international system.
So is that going to be on Fox, CBS?
We're not going to find out until closer to the pageant, depending on which network purchases the air.
Who did it last year with Mrs. Rhode Island, Sandy Abatacola?
Oh. Honestly, I don't know offhand.
Okay. And where was your pageant held for this one?
For this one, we're actually an at-large state.
Yep.
Sandy just got the title of being the Rhode Island director for the international system. And so next year will be the first pageant. I won my title through interviews pretty much that's it.
So just like this. And where was this pageant held this year?
The one for Rhode Island?
Yes.
We haven't found a location yet.
Okay.
For next year.
Okay, so for next year. So what kind of interviews have you done?
So far, we just had the publicity blitz go out. So just a few here and there. Newspapers, my local Cranston Herald.
Sure. Oh, you live in Cranston. I come from Cranston.
Cranston.
Whereabouts in Cranston are you from?
Atwood Ave area, western Cranston.
Okay, yeah. I grew up in Dean Estates, and my parents have gone in the city now. So
I live pretty close to there.
Yes, I went to Cranston West, you know.
Yeah.
Cranstonian, you know.
Exactly.
Yes. But we're in West Warwick again for Jeff Monroe's Chili Cook-Off again, okay? You know, and again, in the summertime, I'm going to interview you on my show, so I can't wait for that, you know?
Absolutely, I look forward to it.
Yes, and Mrs. Rhode Island 2006 can't be here, but she's on episode number, I forget what episode. Do you remember, Rola, 10? No, 9.
No, it was 10.
No.
It was 9.
No, 10 was the best of episodes, but it was 9, I think. Okay. Anyway.
Whatever.
Now we're back, and that was Mrs. Rhode Island, but now we're going to play a song. The 12th song of the year of 2007 is a guest I had that made a great presence on my show. He's the first major celebrity I have had on my show, Billy Gelman. And Billy Gelman, number 12, is I Will. Here, I'll Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Hi, this is Billy Gelman, and this is Lose Yourself on the Derek Shapiro Show on TheDerekShapiroShow.com.
It amazes me how I can see there's still so much more. After all this time, it's not hard to find why I adore you. Your smile, your heart, my friend. You make me all that I am. If you can tell me how I could love you more than I do now, I will. And I know without a doubt I will give you all I have to give. For as long as I live, I know that I will never leave your side. You're the world to me, and I'll always be right here for you until the last breath. For the rest of my days, if you can tell me how I could love you more than I do now, I will. And I know without a doubt I will give you all I have to give. For as long as I
Ruffles. Go there for Ruffles Special Supreme, hot oven sandwiches, toasted salad rolls, eggs and omelets, salad specials, Ruffles triple deckers, sandwiches, side dishes, and beverages. Go to 208 Whalen Avenue in Whalen Square in Providence, Rhode Island. Again, 208 Whalen Avenue in Whalen Square in Providence, Rhode Island. Ruffles. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you.
Envisions Eye Care Centers Incorporated. Everything from comprehensive eye care services, laser vision correction, contacts, frame and lenses, same-day optical services available. Four locations, the headquarters in Cranston, Rhode Island. Other locations include East Providence, Rhode Island, Providence, Rhode Island, and Warwick, Rhode Island. Dr. John S. Corvisi and Associates Optometrists. Call them at 401-942-9933. Again, 401-942-9933. Envisions Eye Care Centers Incorporated, Dr. John S. Corvisi, and Associates Optometrists. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Okay. We are back here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. White Noise Radio / J Rhythm Radio. How you doing in the studio, Dave?
It's freaking cold in here.
It's cold?
Yeah, and I'm eating leftover turkey from Thanksgiving. Mmm, it's yummy.
You are.
Quick question.
Go ahead.
Did you ever wonder why, when you have turkey that's left over, why does it always taste horrible from when you first made it?
I don't know, but you have leftover turkey from Thanksgiving. It's
God, it tastes like, I'm chewing on a friggin' rubber shoe over here.
Did you do your Christmas shopping yet, Dave?
I usually wait till, like, fucking Christmas Eve. Yeah, I just go out and get, like, you know, a bunch of whatever.
It's Christmas in 10 more days. Have you picked out your holiday meal yet?
My holiday meal?
Yeah, Yes, because your holiday meal in 10 more days is Christmas. So have you figured out your holiday meal yet?
I don't know. My meal usually consists of pussy and beer on the holidays.
That's good. And ham, too, huh?
Yeah, and ham. Yeah, you gotta have the ham. Don't forget the cheese, too.
Right now, I'm in the gazebo area, and these people are waiting to see Santa. I want to see if I can get someone on the phone over here on the radio. Excuse me, sir. Are you waiting to see Santa?
Yes, I am. Actually, she is.
You are. And what is your name, by the way? You want to get on the radio?
Santa loves his hose.
Oh, she's on the side today. Would you want to talk on the radio?
Saint Nicholas.
And what is your name, sir?
My name's Mike.
And where are you from?
Princeton.
Are you waiting to see Santa?
Yes, we are.
And how excited are your kids out to see Santa going?
Are you excited to see Santa?
It's a North Pole over here, you know what I'm saying? I'm not literally a North Pole down in the city, you know what I'm saying? Two worlds in one, you know what I'm saying? So I took some break from Circus City, did some shopping, now I'm here in the Zebo area. So,
how does he not get kicked out yet?
Do you not sit on Santa's lap, Dave?
Does I sit on his lap?
Yeah, I want to sit on his lap. I want to sit on right now. I'm
of course you would, you pedophile.
I'm sorry?
Of course you would, you pedophile.
Yes, yes. All right, we're going to go to our number 11th segment of the year. And, of course, this is Revival number 12. What do you think the 11th segment of the year is of 2007?
What?
What do you think the 11th segment of the year is?
I have no idea. Hey, maybe where you're on the Big Blue Bug? I don't fucking know.
Dave.
Yes?
Can you believe I'm on top of the roof with the owner of the Big Blue Bug, Mr. Stephen Goldman, and with Rola, and Rola's taking a picture with her website. I'm taking a picture with my website with the Big Blue Bug. And I can see Providence across the two buildings, you know, in Providence.
Yeah,
I can see
over that's all we have.
Providence, Dave.
Yeah?
I can see Warren, Bristol, probably Parker Cranston, Mr. Goldman.
Absolutely. You can see Cranston, and you got the most perfect view of 95.
Perfect view of 95. So there's an accident right now. We'll be the first ones to report it in.
That is great.
Now, of course, we got the owner of the Big Blue Bug, and I'm standing right next to Nipples Woodaway. And Mr. Goldman, how does it feel to be able to lose yourself on the Derek Shapiro Show? Fantastic. I was very flattered and honored that you thought highly enough of me to want me on your show. I thank you.
Yeah,
well, I thank you because I've known you for years, and you're growing up in the Jewish community, of course, you know. And, but being the owner of the Big Blue Bug, you must have worked a lot of hours. How many hours did it put into being the owner of New England Pest Control?
You lose count. It's definitely about a 40-hour week, trust me. It's almost a 24/7.
Really? What time do you get here in the morning, usually, to start your day?
Oh my God.
It could be anywhere from 6 to 8.
We're talking about pest control, people.
What time do you leave
pest control.
That is definitely, maybe right at 6 to 8, depending on what happens to finish at night.
Really? Now, how old is this Big Blue Bug now?
It was put up in 1980.
That's the same age as Roll over here. Roll is over here, too.
Yes, I was born in 1980.
What was your month? What's your birthday?
February 23rd.
Oh, you're older. He's October. He was put up October 1980.
Now, that's funny, Mr. Goldman, because did you know that Nimble's Woodaway has a MySpace page?
I heard about it. I'm not... unfortunately, I'm not so computer literate that I really could go in. I'm not one of the youngsters that knows how to use the computer. But I heard that we have a couple of fan clubs on the computer and a MySpace page.
Yes. It says over here on the MySpace page
that a pretty boring fan club.
Was 27 years old, but it says it's a Capricorn, so that's not correct for the Capricorn. October's correct. A Capricorn will make it January like my son River. So he's a Libra.
I guess so.
Now, tell me, now, this is a Rhode Island icon. You know, of course, it's been in a lot of traffic reports throughout Rhode Island, of course, every day. How does it make you feel that, you know, this is a famous bug and you have a good reputation with your business?
It's mind-boggling. When we first put up the bug, it was mainly just to show people where we moved to. We moved here in 1979, and we wanted to have something that represents our business, and then everybody know where we were located. And it just ended up being a landmark, an icon. Never expected it. It was the furthest from our thought, but yet I am so flattered and honored that everyone in Rhode Island has embraced the Big Blue Bug.
Exactly.
Now, excuse me, I have a question.
Tell me about your years of being in the business, of course. Tell me the most disgusting thing that you've come across being in the extermination business.
Well, when I first joined, this is a family business. My father started in 1935, and I joined the company full. I worked summers when I was growing up, but I joined full-time in 74. And I started from the ground up. I was a route technician. I did all the roach jobs, termite jobs. I did all the work, and I worked my way up. And unfortunately, I am president now. But I, as I recall, the worst job I ever had was a roach job. We went into this business and walked in.
I got a roach you can kill.
And as we started the fog, the roaches were coming out all over the walls, the drop ceiling. And it was raining roaches on me. Literally raining roaches. There were thousands and thousands of roaches.
Where was that?
That sounds incredibly awesome.
Nor could I dare tell you.
So did you have to take a shower after that?
My wife wouldn't let me back in the house, so I took off my clothes and took a shower. Absolutely.
Now we have number 11, song of the 2007. Now this song is from a group that comes from Portland, Maine, who I've interviewed by phone on my last radio show, episode number 19. Right now, horses are going by me on a hayride. This is awesome. Do you hear the footsteps of the horses?
Oh, my God, it's a freaking hayride. Oh, nice.
Yeah. I want to go on that, too. This is too much fun.
Ring-jingling, right. Ring-jingling, ring-jingle my balls. Yeah.
Number 11 song is the bass beat. It's I Swear to God If I Get One More Knock on the Door, okay? Something about how it goes. Here's number 11. You know, Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
I swear to God, if I got to record one more show.
And Derek Shapiro Show charities, www.rollerzone.com and www.derekshapiroshow.com. Charities benefiting the National Multiple Sclerosis Society, Project Bread, AIDS, and American Heart Association, as well as Ronald McDonald House.
and more. For more info, go to www.rollerzone.com and www.derekshapiroshow.com. Managed by Reality Resource Music Management. You can also email them at realityresourcemusicmanagement@yahoo.com.
Right now, you're listening to The Derek Shapiro Show. Lose yourself, The Derek Shapiro Show! Here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. White Noise / J Rhythm Radio. Yes, you're tuned in to www.derekshapiroshow.com. If you haven't lost yourself yet, well, it's about time. So lose yourself with The Derek Shapiro Show! Here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Cafe Bon Ami Incorporated, where good friends meet, featuring exotic coffees, espresso and cappuccino, scrumptious delights. Go see my friend Malcolm at 1082 Park Avenue in Cranston, Rhode Island. Right across from Cranston Stadium. Again, 1082 Park Avenue in Cranston, Rhode Island. Right across from Cranston Stadium. Big Train Chai Distributor. Now open nights on Thursday, Friday, and Saturday nights until 11 p.m. Try their tea that's excellent for fighting colds. Gambay, elixirs, and tonics. So go to Cafe Bon Ami Incorporated, where good friends meet. Again, at 1082 Park Avenue in Cranston, Rhode Island. Call them at 401-943-8400. Again, 401-943-8400. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. Caprice Auto Incorporated, we finance everyone. Call Frank at 401-474-2476. Or call Peter at 401-743-2203. Or their main number at 401-941-2886. Again, call Frank at 401-474-2476, Peter at 401-743-2203, or their main number at 401-941-2886. They're located at 322 Reservoir Avenue in Providence, Rhode Island. Again, 322 Reservoir Avenue in Providence, Rhode Island, right near the Cranston Line. Open Sundays. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you.
Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com, along with Fed Hill, www.fedhill.com, and rollerzone.com. www.rollerzone.com presents Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show CD Soundtrack Release Party, Saturday, December 15th, tonight, 9 p.m. Tonight, December 15th, 9 p.m. at Tommy's Lounge. Yes, I said Tommy's Lounge, 99 India Street in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. 99 India Street in Pawtucket, Rhode Island. 21 plus, get in for $10. Ages 18 and 20, get in for $15. Benefiting Providence Ronald McDonald House. Again, benefiting Providence Ronald McDonald House. Hosted by me, Derek Shapiro. Headlining from Providence, Rhode Island rap group, Fed Hill. R&B singer, Rolla. From Portland, Maine, rock group, The Bay State. Featuring from Boston, Mass, rappers Jay Smooth, Octane, and Graphics by Design. From Providence, Rhode Island, Billy Malloy of rock group A Murderverse, rappers Dante Martin and Flizz Emiltix and Mondo. Also, 70s, 80s band, neo-retro band, appearance by Dave Pezza from Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, sponsored by Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com. Also, Fed Hill, www.fedhill.com, and RollerZone, www.rollerzone.com.
Thank you.
I'll give you a hint. We had this rap group in the studio, and they have a track with my wife, Rola.
Oh,
so who do you think it is?
Fed Hill.
I'm sorry?
Fed Hill.
Fed Hill, yes. This is the Fed Hill segment here on Lose Yourself of the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com.
Okay, we are back here on Lose Yourself of the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Of course, back with Fed Hill. Coming up next, of course, is Cherry Suede, a band from Canada, but first back with Fed Hill. Back with Pone, of course. We have Richie Rags. And what's your name again?
Trigger Trends.
Trigger Trends. And on the phone, we have, again, Fire, right?
We can all tell Derek does his research before he interviews.
Yo, Fire. Yo, let these motherfuckers know what's popping, man. Tell these niggas how the fuck we get down, man. For real, man.
Yeah, man, it's the real, man. You know what I mean? Everybody already know it's spreading like a disease, man. It can't be stopped. There's no cure for it. They're all here to stay, man. You understand what I'm saying? It's too much power. It's too much talent. Too much diversity. I mean, we got the perfect combination, and it's just gelling together. You know what I mean? It's just gelling right. And every mixtape, everything we do, we just growing it. You know what I mean?
Sure.
The people already know what it is. They give us the love and the support. You know what I mean? And we do what we got to do. We grind hard, and we make good music, and... You know what I mean?
Now, also, Fire.
That's real, man.
I like your sound in the music because you have a reggae sound to you, of course. Tell me about the reggae sound and tell me how you started reggae.
Well, you know what I mean? I started reggae from when I was a youth, man. You know what I mean? Because I was born in Jamaica. You
really?
Know what I mean? I was born in Jamaica. I came to the States, you know what I mean, when I was a young boy. I've been back and forth, you know what I mean? From Jamaica to the States, and that's where I really developed my love for music was in Jamaica and in the reggae scene since I was young, you know what I mean? You had cats in America banging on desks and doing their hip-hop thing, you know what I mean? We was in Jamaica banging on desks doing our reggae thing, you know what I mean? So...
And who are some of your reggae...
That reggae is just natural from, you know what I mean? Because I'm Jamaican and, you know what I mean?
That shit's just in you.
That's what it is. I come over here to the States and, you know what I mean? I love the hip-hop music. It's been a minute since I've been working on it, working on both styles, you know what I mean? And now I'm at the point where I'm comfortable with both styles. And, you know what I mean? When we get, like... Me and the hood, we go way back, honestly. Like, all of us go way, way back, you know what I mean?
Right, yeah.
We go way back, like, years.
Who is some
of
the...
You know what I mean? Even before we was the hood, we all had respect for each other. We all was in the same scene, and it's like it was just meant to be, you know what I mean? Exactly.
Who are some of the reggae musicians that you look up to? Like, maybe...
Your reggae influences.
Yeah, influences, rather.
Yeah, my influences, you know what I mean, is different influences from the dancehall scene to the culture scene, you know what I mean? Like, on the dancehall scene, I influences like Chaba, you know what I mean, Beanie Man, Ninja Man, you know what I mean? Like,
sure.
them cats that really started it, those are the cats that I grew up on,
right.
You know what I mean? As far as the culture...
Super cat.
You know what I mean? Bob Marley, of course.
Right.
You know, he set the way. You got people like Capleton. You know what I mean? You got cats like Sizzler. So, you know what I mean? That's what it is. That's my influence, really.
Now, also, too, I want to ask you, Pone, a question. Now, on your site, your personal site, the Pone site, right, on MySpace, right, it says that one of you, the musicians that you like is Billy Joel. Now, I met Billy Joel, okay? And tell me about why you like Billy Joel and what music, what's some of your favorite songs by Billy Joel that you like? Because I'm a big Billy Joel fan myself.
I like the Billy Joel, his Songs in the Attic album.
Really?
And that's from when I was a little kid, when I was like 7, 8, 9 years old probably. And my mom's used to bang it on the deck of the pool.
Really?
And I would just like run around the backyard fucking with my G.I. Joes and my toy guns. and I would just hear it playing all the time. So when I hear it, you know what I mean? Remind me of her, so I like the shit.
So what's one of your favorite Billy Joel songs?
Piano Man.
Oh, yes. I actually met him. I'll tell you this funny story one time. He came down to PPAC one time, okay, in Providence, Rhode Island, okay? This is back in 96. I was going out with an ex-girlfriend of mine, And she says, well, I got to get going soon. I got to get going soon, you know? And so I met Billy Joel. Yeah. I went back to PPAC. I want to say Billy Joel was still there. They says, no, he was going to the Western Hotel. They actually told me where he was staying, at the Western Hotel. Got out of my car. He was getting out of his limo. I said, Mr. Joel, can I get an autograph? And I got an autograph. I said, Mr. Joel, you're a living legend, you know? And so do you use any of his music in your music? Do you put his influences in how you write and how you sing today?
I mean, anything I ever heard or listened to is going to influence me in one way or another. Mm-hmm. Hearing you talk is going to influence me in one way or another.
Exactly.
So
you're going to lose yourself now the next time you do an album, right?
No, I'm always going to keep myself and my composure. That's just my style.
Sure.
But let's pause while I take my...
cigarette.
Yeah, whatever.
You don't smoke cigarettes.
I don't do them things.
Where's Dave? We need Dave Pezzer in here. Billy, come on from Motorverse, right? You love to smoke too, I think, you know? But anyway, no. Now tell me about what other influences...
Is that what you're talking about?
No, on the smoke. I said we need you to smoke too, because we know that you and Dave love to smoke, right?
Barack Obama, 08, man.
Yes. Oh, that's what I want to ask you guys, okay? Now,
Barack Obama.
Who do you want to, for president, do you think? Who do you think is going to be the next president? Hillary Clinton or Barack Obama?
Did you just bring up the presidential election?
Yes.
Vote pistol for president.
Pistol for president. Are you Democrat, Republican, or independent?
Your hood politician.
I'm Fed Hill. I'm running for president. That's my own category. It's Fed Hill. We have our own.
Secretary of State. I need all that money.
The ambassador.
But who do,
fire for treasurer.
Who do you think is going to get in? Barack, Hillary, or a Republican?
I can't vote. I'm a felon. You think I give a fuck?
No, we can vote now.
Oh, I can vote now?
You can vote now. They changed the law, man.
Well, I'll pay attention, and next time you see me, ask me.
First of all, I'm not even going
to
tell you.
Barack Obama is going to legalize marijuana, and that's all you need to know.
Who's going to legalize marijuana, Billy?
We're voting for him.
Barack Obama's going to...
Well, I mean, in my world, that shit's already legalized, so that don't matter to us. But anyway, some real shit, I'm not voting for nobody, and if I do, I can't tell, because you're supposed to keep it a secret.
You know what's funny? When me and Rolla was in New Hampshire, okay, we actually saw Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton speak, you know? But I want to tell you guys, every time I go on the road, because you're on Rolla's CD, you know, the Derek Shapiro's CD, we're selling CDs, of course, in New Hampshire, Maine, New York, New Jersey, and we're repping your music on Rolla's CD, and a lot of people love your music, okay? Tell me about the feedback. How do you feel about other people in other states loving your music?
Oh man, if they went to our MySpace Fed Hill 401 jump off and just look at our map, you could see, like, just on there, like the thousands of people from all over the world. Like, there's little spots in the ocean that I don't even know exist.
And there's a fan.
But there's a dot there. Somebody listen to our music over there.
Sure. Someone heard us.
Plus Mekalek, big shout out to Mekalek Glow in the Dark. He got our vinyl out there. He put our 12-inch. He ran it through them and had it playing in Japan, Australia, Tokyo. So there's people that don't even know English that listen to Fed Hill.
Now, where is Japan today, by the way?
Big ups to Japan, wherever he's at.
Japan was working all week. He was out of town. He was in Connecticut doing things. He's back in Rhode Island now. He'll be here for the meeting tomorrow, but he's tired. He's laid up. He was working all week.
Now, Japan just got signed to Glow in the Dark Records, too.
Japan is Fed Hill, and
So he's doing some solo projects too.
But he worked with Glow in the Dark forever. This is where people get confused. Like Japan is Fed Hill. Glow in the Dark is like extended family. But he's the one who made that connect. Like, he knows them people good. Like, he lived with Mech and Jay Sonic in their house on their couch. Like, they work together. They've got a relationship. Japan is Glow in the Dark fam, like he's Fed Hill fam.
Okay.
But he got Fed Hill tatted on his neck. Glow in the Dark is in his heart.
Just want to get that record straight for your fans out there too who's listening. And another
Big
thing too.
To Glow in the Dark.
Two other questions before we go. Another question is, you know, J.R. Ryder from Dipset is on your newest CD, of course. Okay?
Yeah. Big ups to Dipset.
Tell me about J.R. Ryder. How did you get in the studio with them and sing that song?
I got in the car. We drove to Harlem.
We made it happen.
Yeah, we
went in the studio in Midtown Manhattan.
Right.
And made it happen.
Our old management actually went through and did all that. We're under new management now, by the way.
Yes.
Yeah, we're under new management.
And you're managing yourself now.
Yeah.
That's right.
And how does that feel?
feels better. That's it feels. Good. I feel more control. I got more. There's more creative control. There's more everything. We're sure. actually getting more done now because I got my hands in the mix. I know what's going on.
That's good.
When somebody put a blindfold over you and walk you, you know what I'm saying? I'd rather have one of my mans blindfold me and walk me than have some dude that I really don't know that's trying to get to a dollar blindfold me and walk me.
Okay.
Like, and that's basically what was going on. We got blindfolded and walked for a little while, and then when they decided to fucking take the blindfolds off, by the time they took them off, they had already ran. They was already gone. Like, so it's just what it is. So now, like I said, this time around, this time around, the business is more straight. I got my hands in everything. I know everything from.
The movement's back.
I got everything from my copyrights to my publishing. Like, my team is official. Labels, you can holler at us. We're doing it.
By the way, one more thing.
We're like a half a million up. Like,
500K.
Okay. And one more thing, too, before we let you go, guys. Of course, I want to thank you for being here. But tell me about this new song we're going to be hearing. It's called. Over here, let's see, it's called...
Like a Champion.
Like a Champion. Now, is this song Champion like the old song we heard, like the rock song Champion? Or
By Queen?
No.
No, no.
We are the champions? Is that what you're trying to get out?
Yeah, we are the champions, my
nothing
friend.
Like that.
No. I got a whole different type of vibe. It's some heat, yo. It's real, real fire, man.
This song is personal. This song is personal. This song is actual life events. You know what I mean? It's just, it's what it is. It's like a champion, though. Take a breath. Listen.
Okay. Well, I do thank you very much.
East Side Ice Cream Cafe, located at 775 Hope Street in Providence, Rhode Island. Phone number is 401-490-7377. Open Monday through Saturday. Closed Sundays. Hours of operations are 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Monday through Thursday and 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Fridays and Saturdays. That is Eastside Ice Cream Cafe, 775 Hope Street in Providence, Rhode Island, 401-490-7377. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you.
Thank you for calling Valerius Martial Arts. How may I help you?
Yes, I'm interested in getting my child into your program. Tell me about your program, please.
We offer martial arts for all kids of all ages. And we have lots of different things we offer here.
And how much does your rate start at?
Most people start with a 1995 introductory program. They get a free uniform and 2 weeks of classes. And then after that, we have different programs that people can look into.
Great. And where can we go to find your martial arts program?
We're in Middletown, Rhode Island on West Main Road, 823 West Main Road, right in the middle of town here. And the phone number is 401-847-0184.
Great. And and what's your name?
Sensei Jesse, the chief instructor and the director of the school here.
Great. And again, they could call 401. And what's the rest of the number?
847-0184.
Great. And
we also have a website. It's www.valeriesmartialarts.org.
And the address again?
And it's 823 West Main Road.
In Middletown, Rhode Island, right?
In Middletown, Rhode Island.
All right. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you.
Reality Resource Music Management, Ambitious Records, as well as Audio Liquor Entertainment presents Rolla at Club Octane at 731 Airport Road in Warwick, Rhode Island. Again, 731 Airport Road in Warwick, Rhode Island. Hosted by me, Derek Shapiro from Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Cost is 3 canned goods to benefit the Salvation Army. Yes, I said 3 canned goods to benefit the Salvation Army. Doors open at 9 p.m. and show starts at 10 p.m. with open mic Tuesday, December 18th, 2007. Yes, Tuesday, December 18th, 2007. Featuring Rhode Island rap groups Fed Hill, Meal Ticket, and Rhode Island rapper Dante Martin. From Boston, Mass., rappers J Smooth, Octane, and Graphics by Design. Sponsored by RollerZone, www.rollerzone.com, and Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, www.derekshapiroshow.com.
Oh, this is Fun Days. Do you hear the music?
Yeah, it's a barrel of monkeys.
Coming to town. Can I say I'm on the radio? Are you the DJ, by the way? Are you the DJ over here? How's it feel to be the DJ for the holidays?
I hate it.
You hate it?
I'm a big bar humbug.
I'm a humbug. You like the Christmas Carol, huh? That's awesome. All right.
Derek,
awesome.
Can I tell you something? Derek.
What?
Derek.
Yes.
Why the hell do you think he would like this? Let me tell you something. I do this professionally when I DJ holiday parties. It's the most wretched pile of shit in the fucking universe, man. I got to sit there and play. Listen, if I got to sit there and play Santa Claus is Coming to Town like one more time, I swear to God, I'm going to go on a Santa is Going to Come to Town shooting spree, okay?
I found a place over here right by the gazebo in Garden City where they sell a small point setup for $7. But they're giving away, are you giving away free piece of our foods over here?
Outsider.
Free?
A dollar. It's a dollar.
Oh my God,
is it really
outsider.
Free? Oh, it's a dollar.
You work for Whole Foods over here? Oh, wow. I'm on the radio over here. What's your name, by the way?
My name's Jewel, and I work at Whole Foods Market.
Your name is Jewel?
It is.
Are you the singer, Jewel?
I'm not. Nope. I work at Whole Foods Market, and we're passing out hot cider to Dennis' food bank today.
And is this my food bank, the Dennis Shapiro food bank, or is this Rhode Island food bank?
The Rhode Island Community food bank.
Oh, well, I need a food bank, too, actually.
You know how those
hippies roll. So how do you feel about coming here on a Saturday doing this?
Oh, it's great. Santa's here. We're giving out hot cocoa, hot cider. The kids seem to be enjoying it. They're face painting. It's a great time.
Shapiro's here, too, right?
I think so.
Yeah. All right, Dave. Listen, I'm so flabbergasted right now. You know what I'm saying? This is awesome. You know? All right,
yeah,
Dave.
It's awesome.
What?
Yes, it's quite awesome. It's awesomeness at its best.
Yes, awesomeness. Now, okay, I'm sitting on a bench right now. I gotta get to my number 10 segment of the year. Okay. Number 10 segment. Okay. I'll give you a hint what this was. I was at a restaurant in Boston. What do you think it was?
I don't know, Big Dick's Last Resort?
Yes, it's Dick's Last Resort. In this segment, Billy says dick licking, okay? Here at Dick's Last Resort, number 10, segment of 2007, okay?
Bring back
here
the dicks.
Here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show.
Show.
Okay, we are back here, of course, on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here at www.derekshapiroshow.com. Right now is radio, of course. And Derek's summer road adventures continues now. And, of course, here at Dick's Last Resort. What's the address? How can people find us here at Faneuil Hall, Adam?
We're in the northeast corner.
Northeast corner.
Quincy Market. We're on the outside of Quincy Market.
Quincy Market, yep. Okay. And what's the address over here?
That is actually the address.
That's the address.
That can make it difficult to find, apparently.
Really? So how do men find the, what is the middle of
the post office in Faneuil Hall
itself. Yeah, just to get the mail.
No, they do deliver, but a guy only delivers just the Faneuil Hall and Quincy Market area. If anybody's looking for it on, like, MapQuest or Yahoo or Google or anything like that, your best bet would be to Google Clinton Street or State Street. 75 State Street, because we do validating of parking at that parking lot. So 75 State Street would be the best way to Google that.
Really? Now, tell me, also, wasn't there another Dick's Last Resort in Boston, too, another location?
Yeah, it's the same one, except we moved from the Prudential Center.
Really?
We were in the Prudential Center for a long time.
Really?
20 years.
Really?
So, 14 years. Yeah, and then we moved down here back in November of 05.
Awesome. Now we got another guy over here. His name is Nick. Come here, Nick.
Nick, Nickelodeon, right? Yeah, I became that when I was 12.
What's wrong with you?
Did you get Nickelodeon when you were 12?
Yeah, man.
Really?
I'm known.
Now, how long have you been working here for?
I've been working here about 2 years.
2 years? Where are you from?
Oh, yeah. He was on Nickelodeon. Now he works at a fucking restaurant.
Monroe, Connecticut.
Yeah,
Connecticut.
County.
Wow, actually, I always go to Monroe, New York. I have family out in Monroe, New York. But Monroe, Connecticut, how far is that from Hartford?
About an hour south.
Hour south? You already have the Boston accent, I can tell. You have the Boston accent.
Yeah, I don't know. I pick it up quick. I've been up here for 3 years now.
Sure. What do you do over here at Dick's Last Resort?
I'm a waiter.
You're a waiter. So tell me about your unique style of serving people. Like, if you serve me, okay, how you get on the guests, how would you, like, interact with me? Like, okay, I want a burger, I want fries. How would you be?
Well, I'd talk to you a little bit, see if you're ready to have a good time. And if you look like you're having a good time, you know, I'd probably make fun of your shirt.
You make fun of my shirt? Can they find this shirt? They already said
we'd have a
shirt.
Great time at Dick's.
Yeah,
Dick's is the place to be. He's always going in and out of the place, too.
They went to Dick's, okay? On the website. They're on the website over here on the computer. I'll just show you. I'm looking at Jack's picture over here. I'm going to go to my...
stage earlier. You can see me with a lumberjack picture.
Did you just say a lumberjack picture?
Right,
yeah.
Now. Let's see. Gallery. Oh, gallery. That's right. It's in gallery now. And you can see a picture of Dave Pizza, too, on my gallery page. You're going to see a picture of you, Dave.
Oh, dude, please don't go. Please don't go to that site. Sorry, or kill my reputation.
It's not up to you, but it takes four.
My reputation, but that's all right.
The same shirt as picture. Right in the White Noise recording studio. That's where we call my show in from. And I'm wearing the same lumberjack shirt.
Make sure. Hey, Derek. Derek.
You should see me wearing my beard, Derek. Because I'm on location at a roller show with my beard. And I literally look like a lumberjack with a shirt and the beard.
Hey,
and,
Derek.
Hang on, Derek. Derek.
Yes.
Derek,
don't forget to acknowledge for your fans to check out www.myspace.com/whitenoiserecords or www.whitenoiserecords.com if they want to check out the company.
Oh, that's right, yes, because I have a link right from my radio show to Dave Pez's MySpace and White Noise Records, of course, from there. And the producer of my show is Dave Pez over here. You can see the picture. This show, well, hasn't come in yet. This computer's a little slow. But that's all right. That's all right. And see the picture of when you were at the records in the studio. Here's Dave Pezza's picture over there. The senior picture right now with your nice smile. So what can you say about Dave Pezza that you see over here?
It looks like he's trying a little too hard.
Hey, in all fairness, hey.
Well, yeah, the camera loves you, but you know, you don't need to climb
out there. Yo, in all fairness, that's a horrible picture. And Derek chose that one. That one sucks. I don't like that one.
All right.
Yo, Derek.
This Derek. This is the beard, actually, the 40-40 call, but now we're into my lumberjack shirt.
What the hell are they talking about? Man?
Hey, Derek.
Earth to Shapiro.
Yes, sir.
Yo.
You
want
to say something?
Derek.
Yes.
What can we do? Let's see here. We got to try to make this a little bit more fascinating, I'm thinking here. What can we do?
They can rip
out
my beard. They don't
want to
rip on my beard.
No, go jump in the river over there.
Hey, Derek.
Can I ask you?
Yo, Derek. Derek.
Yes.
It's Billy Malloy from the Murderverse.
Billy Malloy.
Oh, Billy.
What's going on? I got a quick question for you. On your way back, can you bring me some dick liquors?
Oh, boy, I will do that, yes.
I will get it. Don't worry about it.
I want some dick liquor. That's what I want, man. I want some dick liquor. That's what I want you to get for me.
Thank you.
Fred who? Who? Fred who?
Yep, we gonna keep doing it. I know.
Fred who?
Some of y'all are getting angry, but I got a whole state on my back nowadays, you know what I mean? I got little girls running up to me like, my daddy said we're gonna be nothing if you niggas don't make it. So, I'm doing it. Fuck it. If I don't, they gonna kill me, and I won't be around to see the failure. Feel my team. Still. This is for the little homies learning the ropes. Starring street life, living, know the city's no joke. Most so-called dealers ain't making no dough. If it don't go, I'm the type of hustler that I sleep in the car. Impressed with the package, but never fuck weed in the jar. Nowhere to stash it. In my hood, you know the knobs ain't far. I hate the bastards. Where they get the right? Shining down my pants with the barrel of the light. I feel crazy when I lay down with my lady at night. Cause I know that when I wake up, it's right back to the fight. Back to my life. Back to the fact that I might not make it back tonight. See, the niggas, they ain't acting right. Talking weight, stacking light. And it never gets old till you come from something and it never gets sold. I'm COD, I'll never get old. Cut the gas, little lady, I'll never get cold. Watch your ass, little nigga, don't you never get bold.
It's Fred Hill, we're doing it right now. We're doing it like bow. You could get shot, put your knife, we chop off a bone of your meat. Brains get blown out all over the streets. It's Fred Hill, we're doing it right now. We're doing it like bow. You could get shot, put your knife, we chop off a bone of your meat. Brains get blown out all over the streets.
See, that tax not enough, you need to back it up. Put the crack in the cut and start wrapping it up. Put my niggas in the booth, get them off the corner. Put the corner in the booth and still them boys is on ya. No different from the game and the rules the same. But some niggas done change and some bitches done change. Turn bitch for the chain when they pitching the cane. Start snitching to the main, man, this shit is insane. I keep the circle tight, man, up some mistakes. Stay away from police and don't fuck with the snakes. And them grimy niggas too, they got something against you. Call me son cause I shine like a father pretend to. I honor my friends through disregard with them do. No, my axe can hurt him and consequences might slip through. And chances are slim too when you out in the streets. Keep your mind on your money and your wine, your peace.
Federal. It's Fred Hill, we're doing it right now. We're doing it like bow. You could get shot. Put your knife, we'll chop off a bone of your meat. Brains get blown out all over the streets. It's Fred Hill, we're doing it right now. We're doing it like bow. You could get shot. Put your knife, we'll chop off a bone of your meat. Brains get blown out all over the streets.
I know. Real niggas and killers with gold tees, blood drops, SCs and OGs, LKs, ADRs with gold beads, LQ, don't mean no OE, still I stand in the street with a 40 beside me, my shorty with a shotty, she rolling beside me, FBDD hook you up to an IV, up in ICU, stop scheming homie, I see you, your whole crew saw, I see through, fake niggas on my block, couldn't buy their way through, since 86, wear high top and shell top shoes, only people I was doing, some was breaking the rules. Carry the Mac up in my backpack for making the news. Shit get grimy in my hood, 1090 making a fool. Robbing 40 cracks in they cash, I'm taking they jewels. 32 in my clip, homie, I'm making my move.
It's Fred Hill, we're doing it right now. We're doing it like bow. You could get shot. Put your knife, we'll chop off a bone of your meat. Brains get blown out all over the streets. It's Fred Hill, we're doing it right now. We're doing it like bow. You could get shot. Put your knife, we'll chop off a bone of your meat. Brains get blown out all over the streets.
It's the hell, fuckers!
Join me, Derek Shapiro, here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Join me for episode number 21. Yes, I said 21 next month, January 15th. January 15th at 8 p.m. debuting with rap group Meal Ticket back on here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. And for the first time, rock group Alter Ego from Providence, Rhode Island, as well as featuring Phony Calls. Join me, Derek Shapiro, here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show, here on www.derekshapiroshow.com, episode number 21. Now it's legal to drink. Rollerzone and Derek Shapiro Show charities, www.rollerzone.com and www.derekshapiroshow.com. Charities benefiting the National Multiple Sclerosis Society, Project Bread, AIDS, and American Heart Association, as well as Ronald McDonald House, and more.
For more info, go to www.rollerzone.com and www.derekshapiroshow.com. Managed by Reality Resource Music Management. You can also email them at realityresourcemusicmanagement@yahoo.com. Organically grown, everything from HID lighting to fans and blowers to hydroponics, grow systems, nutrients and supplements, pots and containers, air purification. We have everything you need to start growing today. Call Organically Grown at 401-944-0549. Again, 401-944-0549. Or go visit them at 768 Atwood Avenue in Cranston, Rhode Island. Again, 768 Atwood Avenue in Cranston, Rhode Island. Or go visit them online at www.organicallygrownri.com. Again, www.organicallygrownri.com. Open Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. and Saturdays, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. Again, Organically Grown, 768 Atwood Avenue in Cranston, Rhode Island. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show sent you. I'm going to get a new stereo for my daughter, London. The best place to go is EP Stereo Plus Incorporated at 216 Warren Avenue in East Providence, Rhode Island. They have authorized by TBZ for distribution of the SLB, FCP, SCP, official products, all types of electronics, 220 volts, cell phones for Europe and Africa, Portuguese gold, religious products from Fatima, Portugal, etc. Website is www.stereoplus220.com, or you can email them at stereoplus220@aol.com. Go visit them again at 216 Warren Avenue in East Providence, Rhode Island. Their phone number is 401-434-5320. Again, 401-434-5320. EP Stereo Plus Incorporated. Tell them that Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro
okay,
Show.
Okay, that was Dick's Last Resort that you heard over there. And that was a funny segment, wasn't that, Dave?
Yes, it was. It was completely hilarious.
Yeah, hilarious. Now, the number 10 song of the year, because you did number 11, and number 10 song is the Squizzles with Skeptical Dogs, okay? Skeptical Dogs of the Lose Yourself of the Derek Shapiro Show soundtrack here on Lose Yourself of the Derek Shapiro Show. Hold on for 1 second, Dave.
Okay. I feel my pecker tingling, ring, ting, tingling, ting. I must be over eager, because even your beaver will do.
My radio show is December 15th. All right, I'm going to go another location, Dave. And I don't know where I'm going to go yet. But,
you don't know where you're going to go? Somewhere in Garden City, I'm going to presume.
Yes, okay. Now, okay, we're back. Okay, on Losers of the Derek Shapiro Show, we heard number 9, of course. No, here number 10, Skeptical Dogs or Squizzles. That was number 9. No, 10, rather. I'm losing track of the numbers here. You know, I'm walking in Garden City. Just having so much fun today on this holiday rendition of the Lose Yourself of the Derek Shapiro Show.
Really?
You know what? I haven't got roller anything for Christmas yet, you know? And my wife will kill me if I haven't got her anything, you know?
Yeah, well, that's you're a bad husband, then.
I know, and that's why I'm doing my show right now, because I'm trying to pick out something good for my wife. And
always last minute with you.
Same time, you know?
Always the last minute with you.
It's true. You know, oh, the hayride's still here. I'm gonna try to like sneak on the hayride and see if I can go on the hayride.
Do it,
I'm doing my show.
Go on the hayride here. Hey, Derek. Go on the hayride and then proclaim yourself king of the hayride. Be like, hello, attention! I am the king of the hayride. All those before me shall worship and grovel.
I'm gonna see if I can do this now.
Do that. I want to see you get arrested. Come on.
Excuse me. I have a radio show. Can I go on the hayride and do my radio show?
Oh my God, this is crazy. I have a radio show. Check it out. I have a
Hello
cell
guys,
phone in my hand.
Who wants to hear me on the hayride?
Who wants to let me on the hayride?
Oh, it's a wonderful thing.
Wonderful thing. Can we say, Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show?
Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show. Yay, Derek Shapiro. Yay.
Can I go on this hayride too with you guys?
If they
I'll,
only
I'll
knew.
I'll step over here just a little bit. Because I'm recording this, Dave. This is awesome. Oh,
did you get up in there?
I'll probably be on the step for a little bit. I'm on the step, Dave, of this hayride. Is that
really?
Awesome?
Yeah, it's awesome. You're on the step. Woo!
Yes, I'm on the step.
Don't get too excited now. You might blow a load. You know, man, I don't want to cause problems.
Now, if I fall off now, you just have to continue my show now, you know? This is fun. This is awesome. I'm on the hayride talking to you. It's the first time in radio history, you know?
Yeah.
And people can't believe it, you know what I'm saying?
Farmer right. Bill would be proud.
Yes. Now, we did the number 10 segment before. The number 9 segment of the year, okay, is Bob Venturini, okay? When I had him on my show, from Adventures of Bob. Who knows Bob Venturini? From Adventures of Bob?
We know Bob.
Yes. He was on my radio show, so that's the number. Yes, that's the number 9 segment of 2007. I'll lose yourself with a Derek Shapiro show on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Internet radio.
We're back here on White Noise Radio here on Lose Yourself with the Derek Shapiro Show here on www.derekshapiroshow.com. Again, with Bob Venturini. And you have two shows right on cable again. And Our World Bob and Bob's Big Adventure, right?
Yes, correct. And my son's show, Zachary's Adventure also.
Okay, now what channel can we find this on, though?
What show what?
What channel can we find your shows on cable?
On channel 13 and on channel 18. Bob's Big Adventure is on every Saturday at 10 a.m., Sunday at 10 p.m., Monday afternoon at 3:30 on channel 13. It's also on Thursday night at 8:30 and Sunday night at 11 p.m. on channel 18.
All right.
With Bob, an Hour with Bob is on every Thursday night at 11, Friday night at 10, Saturday afternoon at 1, all on channel 13. And on channel 18, it's on 10:30 on Monday nights. And it's on, again, on Saturday nights at 11 p.m.
Awesome.
And then, of course, Zachary's Adventure is on Monday afternoon at 4 o'clock, Tuesday afternoon at 12:30 on channel 13, Wednesday afternoon on channel 18 at 2:30, and Thursday afternoon on channel 18 at 3:30.
And what does Zachary do?
Just of it, I guess, Derek.
Yes. And what does Zachary do on his show? Your son?
Zachary will do shows like he did a show up in Ware, Massachusetts. He plays football, Ware, the football team up there. And we do shows. We just did a show at a hatchery up in near Springfield.
Right.
Hatchery. Salmon hatchery, actually. It was pretty cool. You used to see salmon from the beginning to this. 5 or 6 pounders. I mean, beautiful fish.
Awesome.
And he does a walkthrough with the guy, the caretaker of the hatchery, and talks to him about it, how it comes about, what they're doing to save this fish, because they were close to being extinct before they brought them back.
Right. Now, Bob, tell me, I mean, you have interviewed a lot of people, such as, you know, news anchors, meteorologists, to radio DJ, just like myself. But what's one person that you've enjoyed interviewing the most, and why?
Well, that's a hard one. I'll give you one of the best, with Salty Brine.
Okay.
Salty Brine is an icon in Rhode Island history, I guess.
Yes.
And I interviewed him, and he said something to me, and he leaned over to me, whispered to me, he says, "Can I do something I've always wanted to do?" And I go right ahead. And he was sitting there next to me at the desk, and next to him was Tony Petracca, and he proceeded to tell the story about how he lost his leg as a child. And many people didn't even know he had lost his leg, but those that did didn't know how, or didn't know, you know, just didn't know the story about it. And he, for some reason, he felt that it was time. Now, we know that he's passed on. He died about 2 years ago, I guess.
Yes.
And this was not he died probably 4 or 5 months after he did an interview with me, and he talked about something he always wanted to do. It was talk about and explain what had happened to him and how he lost his leg and the experiences he went through as a kid. What happened to him, he was 11 years old, he was jumping a train, as kids used to do in those days.
Right.
Train jumping on and off trains, moving trains, and he jumped on a train and he fell off and he caught his leg and cut his leg off. So as an 11-year-old, he was walking or hobbling around. He had one leg. And in those days, talking 60 years ago, I guess he had a peg leg. And being, you know, as an 11-year-old kid, I'm sure he got a lot of crude things said to him.
Right.
Up and he proceeded to pull his prosthesis off, put it right on the desk. Since it happened to me, and he started crying, and so did everybody else. That was a pretty interesting interview.
Sure. And now, in addition to that, a lot of people, you know, compare you with Johnny Carson, you know, of Rhode Island Cable TV. How does that make you feel?
Well, that was probably the best compliment I've ever received. That was the Prophet Journal said that on the 8 or 10 page story they did on me in the Sunday Journal a few years back. And the headline was, here's Bob, the Johnny Carson of cable television.
Sure.
That was a huge compliment.
And one final question. One final question. You traveled a lot of places on your Biggs Bob adventure, you know? What's one place that you enjoyed visiting?
One place I enjoyed visiting the most, probably, there's a few. I liked Hungary, and I liked Finland and Sweden. But the place I think I enjoyed the most was Thailand.
Really? Why was that?
The people are wonderful. They're very respectful. It's one of the few places where you still feel comfortable being an American. It's very inexpensive to be there. It's very clean. It's just the countryside is beautiful. The cities are beautiful. Well, and the people are just so much nicer than most people in other countries.
Sure. And in addition to that,
they also have a police for the tourists over there.
Yeah.
They call them tourism police.
Right. So, now one other final question. When can I be on your show now?
I'll work out the details about that.
Yes, definitely.
We'll work something out.
All right. We'll be playing
another. Get you on, Derek.
Yes. And my artist, Rolla, too, who I manage as well, too, has been on my show many times, too. You know, great singer.
Everything's all messed up. I'm coming, been through a lot. It's like my walls came crashing down when I heard those words in your mouth that it's over now. Cause we built so much, been through so much. Shout, look, what the fuck? I knew you were a slut, but I loved you ever since the day that I saw you down on Fifth Ave. I just had to have you. I knew it wouldn't last, but I had to make a pass. A girl like you was too good to pass up. Now I'm just crushed, your ways are just fucked up. Got me all twisted, look at I'm all messed up. Poison, and I'm a rotten apple. But now I just lost it. And all the times we had, we shit we loved. Is it all going now? Cause the shit we done, whatever happened to I do forever. For better or worse, whatever, I still do forever. Cause I can't live this world without you. There's too much that I have gone through. Please tell me that you won't run too. Come inside and I will hold you down. I hold you down, I hold you down, I hold you down. Sit a bit. I know you're kinda mad. What I did was kinda bad. Should've told you from the start I was fucking with that.
hold you down, I hold you down.
You, the rain starts falling down.